The solemn ceremony was witnessed by the Minister of Defense, Dominic Nitiwu, Ranking Member of Parliament on the Defense Committee, James Agauga, Chief of the Defense Staff, Lieutenant General Obed Akwa, some service chiefs, the clergy, family members and friends. The Defense Minister, Dominic Nitiwu, said the erection of the monument will serve as a constant reminder about the evil embedded in mob justice. He also thanked the bereaved family for their forbearance as the judiciary deals with the case. He said the judicial process may be slow, but it is prudent for all to be patient and await its outcome.
The government made a number of pledges, including the erection of a monument in honor of the late officer because of the peculiar circumstances surrounding his brutal murder. Though the erection of the statue will be in fulfillment of the promise made by the government, it will go far beyond the memory of an individual to serve as a reminder to the present and the future generations that mob justice, irrespective of the instigating circumstances, should not be condoned or tolerated in any civilized society. It is my firm belief that when the monument is completed, it will add impetus to the crusade against mob justice, which shall be waged relentlessly.
The Chief of the Defense Staff, Lieutenant General Obed Akwa, indicated that the demise of the late Major Mahama was a blow to the Ghana Armed Forces, especially the manner in which it occurred. That notwithstanding, he said the men and women in uniform will uphold the laws of the land and discharge their duties with all diligence. The monument will have the late Major Maxwell Mahama raising his left arm, which signifies no to mob justice. The right arm also rests on his side arm, which signifies the need to be patient in all circumstances. It was designed by 3 Ghanaian sculptors.
Abraham Donko reporting.